Lawmakers hope allowing state colleges impacted by Hurricane Michael to waive out-of-state tuition for 3 years will spur economic growth. I'm Gabrielle Bolton. The bill will allow institutions whose enrollment dropped by 10% or more after Hurricane Michael to waive out-of-state fees for students. Tallahassee Democratic Representative Ramon Alexander is sponsoring the bill. He says this gives the Panhandle an opportunity to increase the recruitment of students and assist the local economy.
When it comes down to those in the Panhandle that have been significantly impacted by Hurricane Michael, the economic impact of it, and giving folks the opportunity to come in and enroll at these particular institutions to sustain the enrollment and create viability on the campuses.
St. Petersburg Democratic Representative Wingay Newton says the devastation from the hurricane is unimaginable.
I don't even know how, if at all, when they will be able to maybe recover from that. So whatever we can do, whatever little bit, whatever large bit, whatever we can do to assist in them getting back to some state of normalcy is needed.
Gulf Coast State College had a 16% enrollment decline this spring. And the Chipola College Associate Degree Program enrollment decreased by about 30%. The college offers a differential tuition plan, allowing students in certain states to pay in-state tuition. Alexandra says that tuition plan will not interfere with the proposed bill.
The uniqueness is about the state of Florida is that we have a broad spectrum of campuses and communities and demographics, and I think it's incumbent behind those local communities and those local boards to make decisions in the best interest of their campuses and their colleges.
The Higher Education Appropriations Subcommittee approved the bill unanimously. It has one more stop in the House, but has not been heard in the Senate. For WFSU News, I'm Gabrielle Bolden.